Case number 9565, Sunny Corporation of America, southwest of Road 14, 1,050 feet, southeast of Road 283, variance for additional wall sign. Name and address.
Darlene Mathis, 30897 Iron Branch Road, Dixboro.
For testimony you're about to give, to your best knowledge?
Yes.
Good evening.
This evening we're requesting a second wall sign for the Tanger Outlet Store in Rehoboth, Sony. Presently, the outlet store has just one single-face wall sign directly over its storefront reading Sony. It measures 2 feet tall by 12 feet wide, just 24 square feet. Our request is for an additional wall sign to be placed on the southernmost tower at the outlet center. And you have photos showing, figure one shows the tower that we were proposing to put the Sony sign on. Right now it has present signage, Liz Claiborne Outlet Store. And then figure two are showing us with a computer drawing on there, showing what the Sony sign would look like on that tower. The proposed sign is just over 16 and a half square feet, measuring letter height of 20 inches by total sign length of 120 inches. And as in the photo, the proposed signage will be placed below the Liz Claiborne signs and just parallel with Highway 1. If you go over to figure 3, we're showing a photo of the northern tower at the same outlet center, showing the Nautica and Tommy Hilfiger signs that are on that sign presently. And each of these stores have previously received approval by this board for that additional signage. And most over, we just feel that it's a very small additional signage on the tower, the southern tower, would not in any way alter the essential character of this neighborhood or the outlet center, and we would definitely appreciate your consideration. The final page I have is just showing how the actual proposed sign would be fabricated, just giving you the overall measurements.
Okay. Appreciate that.
Sure.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Hutch? Mr. Mills?
What is the square footage of the wall on that side of the building?
Oh, that wall is where that line is, because that was the only area that we were able to even work with. Kind of see the line, and that's 5 feet tall there by 12 feet wide.
That's just the tower.
Pardon me?
That's just on the tower.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then, okay. But
just on that small area.
There appears to be no other signage on that wall face all the way down.
No, there's not.
Did you say that's less than 5% of the wall face?
4.2.
I'm not very good. I would say, yeah.
Do you know how long the building, that side, that face is?
Where the sign is? That's 12 feet wide.
No, I mean the whole wall.
Oh, I have no idea. It's very long, though.
Or the height? No?
No, I was only concerned with measuring the area where the sign was actually going. I didn't measure anything else. I'm sorry.
Could you provide that to the board?
Yeah, we could if you need to.
Okay. Any further questions? Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we leave the public hearing open for case number 9565 for the applicant to give us the height and length of that entire wall.
Okay.
Do you have a second to that motion? I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we leave the case number 9565 open for the purpose only of the height and the length of the wall. All those in favor of the motion, give your usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.